Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Are you ready? I'm ready. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm already ready already.
I'm ready.
How ready can you be already?
I'm so ready, I'm violently.
Were you ready before you were ready? Does that make you already ready?
I was already ready already.
I think we covered that one. It is Free Talk Live. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. It is the Saturday night edition. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass, and joining me,
Peakless Mountaineer.
We're doing all sorts of weird things. We were talking about, just before the show started, Peakless and I were discussing checks, as in the payment instrument that, I'm going to guess, has gone the way of the dodo for most people. That is, I still have to write one check occasionally, and I had gotten rid of all of them until I bought a house. I was a renter, and so I didn't even have to write a rent check because my landlord had a online thing, portal kind of thing that you put your email address in. It sends you, don't forget to pay your rent this month, reminder emails and stuff. But then I purchased property, so lo and behold, the water department in the little town here in New Hampshire doesn't take credit cards, or they do, but they don't take ones that I only have MasterCard now, so they take like Visa Diners Club or something. You can't do anything online. You have to go in to do it. And so, of course, when they had this particular... Doesn't take credit cards, or they do, but they don't take ones that I only have MasterCard now, so they take like Visa and like Diners Club or something. But you can't do anything online with it. You have to go in to do it. And so, of course, when they had, particularly the governments during COVID, they had no hours. You couldn't go in anywhere. Everything was locked down unless you wanted to jump through a bazillion hoops and, get jabbed in the arm with some unknown substances the first X amount, and then it wrote too many. So,
yeah, I wonder if they'll ever change that and call it a debit account.
Yeah, it's interesting. Probably not. These legacy terms seem to carry on.
As far as paying rent, here in New Hampshire, some of us live fully in the 21st century, so I get to pay mine in cryptocurrency.
That's great. I love that.
Me too.
It's so weird because, the contrast out here is very pronounced because there are things like, it's 2022, and I still got to write a check. It's not even monthly. It's every quarter that my water bill comes. So, not even every month. Mm-hmm. So that's, four checks a year, right? I'm good for, 25, right? Checks. I'll probably have the house paid off well before that. So, at any rate, I find checks to be really useless. Age,
largely. One of the strange things is once upon a time, your signature on the check really, really mattered.
Right.
That was the thing that made it a valid check. Whereas back when I had cash a paycheck and stuff. Plenty of time, most of the time, I would just hand it to them without even bothering to sign, mostly to see if they can. If they don't.
In the early to mid-90s, I started and ran my own record label. I failed miserably in that we had raised $100,000 for the label as far as seed funds and that kind of thing. We did not make back that original $100,000 that we raised. And the way we raised it was just by going to everybody we knew and saying, hey, do you want to put some money into this thing we're going to try and do? And they were like, sure. One of the ways that happened was a friend of mine's sister took out a couple of extra credit cards and was just like, here, I'll have them route the bills to you. And whenever they show up, you pay them. That's the deal. I'm like, okay. So whenever that whole thing ended, I got stuck paying off like $30,000
Oof.
Just by myself with no help from my former partners. So, yeah, starting a business is difficult in and of itself. Starting a record label in the, you know, grunge era, the late metal, early grunge.
I'm feeling some Janis Joplin off of that, though. No hail from my friends.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I was 21, 22, something like that. So that's a lot to... The late metal, early grunge era.
I'm feeling some Janis Joplin off of that, though. No hail from my friends.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I don't even remember what year it was. I was 21, 22, something like that. So that's a lot to bite off for a young kid who's still partying his ass off. And
well, know, I mean, is it these days? I mean, given that, like, the first, like, major financial decision of your ordinary life as an 18-year-old is to put yourself into, like, what, $50,000-ish worth of debt?
Well, so we're talking about...
By going to college, that is.
I'm going to try and recall the year so you can do the monetary translation. Probably 92, 93 was when this was all going down. Maybe 94, 93, 94, depending on... But so... Like, back in that day, 1990s, the very first time I paid for studio time to record a band, I wrote a check on the business account, and I was all super happy. I'm like, this is the first check that it felt like I was really in business. You know, this is the first check I'm writing for, like, record a band, we're going to put out their album, and all this kind of thing. And so I do that, and I get home the next day, and there's a message on my answering machine. That's right. Voicemail, answering machine, with the tape and everything in it. I'll tell you about my customized greeting later. But
the kind they only use for exposition these days.
It was the guy from the studio saying, hey, man, great session. Happy to have you. Would you mind coming back by, you know, as soon as you can and actually signing the check?
Well, good for him. Like, no, you're actually supposed to check that.
You know,
pun not intended.
I was a novice at writing business checks. I didn't know a business that they were, you know, that you had to sign them to. You know, I thought just having your business name. I didn't know. You know, I just opened an account at a bank and threw some money at it. And then my quote business partner, he went on this run of ordering pizza using the business account checks for, I don't know, man, like 3, maybe 4 weeks in a row before I finally, like, saw the statements. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? He's like, well, we can write it off on our taxes. I'm like, not if we're not making any money, we can't. Stop spending our money on pizza.
No, as far as I can, I mean, I'm no expert on taxes by any stretch of the imagination, but as far as I know, you can still, like, even a failed business is something you can write off.
In that respect, yes. That much, but he was taking our seed money and buying pizza with it.
Yeah, that's
like, come on, man.
Yeah,
you know, if you're too poor, get another job, right? You know?
And then spell for it, apparently. So,
yeah, that was, yeah. So, anyway, starting a business is tough. I respect anybody who does it, particularly in the environment we find ourselves in.
Well, and I think that being an entrepreneur of one kind or another is just becoming less and less optional, to be completely honest. Like, in order to meet your bills, you're going to have to, like, get a gig or to come up with something that you can provide the world, because all of the ordinary, boring, you know, mind-numbing jobs are getting taken by robots, so.
Yeah. I do want to talk about these swarms of Air Force drones here tonight, because while that sounds very ominous, and it is very ominous, I feel like this was an inevitability, that we were going to see this. This article that we have isn't necessarily about, you know, the ones in your backyard. But we'll talk more about these swarms of Air Force drones coming up.
Yeah, I don't even like
five.
I don't even like drones, but no one likes a swarm of anything.
603-283-6160. That's the telephone number if you want to join in the conversation tonight on Free Talk Live. More coming up.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah.
the Saturday night's edition of Free Talk Live. We're a live radio call-in program that's also broadcast over some satellite stations, and we're also streaming over the interwebs, if you know what those are. You can find out all about that over at freetalklive.com. If you want to call in, of course, the telephone number 603-283-6160. Grab a crayon, write that on the fridge. Maybe tattoo it on your firstborn's forehead so you don't forget. 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
And Peakless Mountaineer.
I do want to talk about the swarms of course, drones. But before we do so, let's go to Mr. David Ridley of Ridley Report. Mr. Ridley, you're on Free Talk Live.
Also known as Ridley Report in New Hampshire. An interesting endorsement has come in for NH Exit, the New Hampshire Independence Movement, from
now,
an unexpected source.
Did this source...
From unexpected source.
Did it come to you around, maybe 4 score and 7 years ago?
you blew the ending to the story here. So this is my understanding. I'm not positive that this quote comes from Abraham Lincoln. I read that it did, and I don't have good internet right now. Verify it. You verify it for me if you wish. But as I understand, any people anywhere being inclined and having the power have the right to rise up and shake off the existing government and form a new one that suits them better. This is the most sacred right. Unquote.
Well, being inclined and having the power, well, if you have the power, it doesn't so much matter if you have the right. At least, this is coming from someone who outrightly proved, according to his own beliefs, that the South does not have the right to secede because they do so.
Yeah, and again, you guys have better internet than me, so you might want to just check, Google that, see if he really said that. But I my understanding is I don't know.
1848, so he must be as old as, Hillary Clinton?
And almost as old as Klaus Schwab.
Ooh.
But I think it should prove a useful quote to use against the pro DC people who argue with us.
Yeah, I actually really enjoy hearing the quote that you brought tonight. It is a quote that I've heard before and hope to hear many, many, many more times from many, many, many more people over the course of the rest of my life, because it sure would be nice to be able to do that. And New Hampshire certainly seems to be making strides in the right direction, at least.
Yeah, it seems
to
be.
You know what I've actually found? I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, by all means.
I found that, one time I was calling somebody, he brought up Abraham Lincoln or something like that, or he brought up the Civil War or something like that. And I didn't have much trouble kind of turning it on its head. I think what I said was, Abraham Lincoln was actually, there were a lot of good things about Abraham Lincoln, and he was pretty patient with the South in 1860 when the crisis was first starting. He didn't start shooting them until they shelled the Fort Sumter, right? So and that took a while for them to do that.
I've definitely heard that there was kind of a setup, that they had been put in a position where there really wasn't any choice but to do so. So I don't know. As far as,
yeah,
if that's
always
accurate, then... I don't know.
You
tough to tell about
have
it.
A choice. You always have a choice when you're dealing with a government, to not shoot the government.
Well, and you know how it goes with these entities we call government. The winners, of course, write the history books. So
yeah,
they tend to skew it in their favor instead of the favor of, everybody else.
Right. But yeah, in a sense, the Civil War was fought over, over violent rebellion against Washington, right? In a way, it wasn't just slavery. It was about the fact that the Southerners started shooting before the Northerners, basically. That's another key mistake to avoid, and another reminder that the more New Hampshire is disconnected from that old Confederacy, preferably by not being in the same country as Texas or Florida, or, I don't know if Florida, but Texas or Georgia, the better.
I feel like it doesn't really matter which state goes first as long as one does. I would love for New Hampshire to be the first, but I think that once one state declares themselves independent from the rest of the United States, that there will be more. I don't know how many more, if it will all just sort of be like, oh, well, we're in these pre-constructed geographic areas that people have drawn on maps. How convenient, you know? I don't know if it'll just happen that way or if, you know, other, you know, sort of unions will form out of that or whatever. But it's just important to me that somebody goes first and they do it soon, because the empire is definitely on the decline. And if you just look at the history of empires, you know that the place that we're at, the empire known as the United States of America, bad things are on the horizon.
Well, I'm really ambivalent as to whether or not we go first. Like, on the one hand, it would be a point of pride. On the other hand, there is likely to be a lot of backlash to whoever makes that move first, and that's not going to be fun.
Well, actually, not necessarily. Especially if you're being pretty peaceful about it. Historically, the ones that go first are the safest. Slovenia did better than all the other former Yugoslav republics. Estonia did better than all the other Soviet republics. I believe they were more or less first.
Right.
Chechnya was last. Look how bad they did. And look at look how well Ireland did when it left the Ireland and the United States did fairly well leaving the British system early.
Yeah.
And the ones that left later had a lot more troubles. I mean, each one.
Oh, I thought it was Ireland that had the troubles.
Ireland had only a very small number of deaths in compared to most wars. In India,
I think Dave missed that one.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, the Irish.
It was a bit of a pun on the historical period known as the Troubles, which I always thought was a terrible euphemism. Oh, it's only the Troubles.
There were only about 2,500 people killed in the whole Irish War of Independence in 1920 era. And again, in India, they have 2 million deaths after independence.
Mm.
So it's just, you know, it's important to keep these things in perspective.
Yeah, as far as, like, if there's leagues and what have you, I like the idea of peace with all and entangling alliances with none.
Hey, Dave, where can folks find out more about you and the stuff that you do?
Oh, well, the best New Hampshire exit website is nhexit.us. I run nhexit.com, but nhexit.us has probably got better content currently.
Awesome. Hey, thanks for the call today. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160. That's the telephone number here in the studio. If you would like to join us on tonight's edition of Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. Coming up, we'll talk about swarms of Air Force drones. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Russo reporting. Growing signs that price pressures are easing suggest that June's distressingly high 9.1% increase in consumer prices will probably be the peak. But even if inflation indeed comes down, economists see a slow pace of decline. Ed Hyman, who's the chair at Evercore ISI, pointed to many indicators that 9.1% might have been the top. and a 10-year-old is honored by Google.
Google is honoring Alethea Haven Ramirez, one of the students killed in the Uvalde, Texas school shooting, by spotlighting her Google Doodle. The 10-year-old wanted to be an artist and had drawn artwork to submit to win the Doodle for Google Artwork Competition. Alethea was one of the 21 people killed in the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School on May 24th in Uvalde, Texas. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
This is USA Radio News. With just a few months to go until SpaceX launches its first commercial all-civilian spacewalk with the Polaris Dawn crew, they've stopped by St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital in Memphis this week to promote their other major mission, and that is raising funds to fight against childhood cancer globally. SpaceX's last fundraising effort with St. Jude netted about $250 million in donations. And according to Anna Menon, mission specialist and medical officer, this time they're hoping to go bigger.
We'll be doing a tremendous amount of research in the 5 days we're in space, as well as continuing to raise funds for St. Jude and helping to combat childhood cancer here on Earth right now.
The sheriff in Kansas's most populous county says he took it for granted that local elections ran smoothly until former President Donald Trump lost there in 2020. Now, he's assigned detectives to investigate what he claims is election fraud, even though there's been no evidence of any widespread fraud or manipulation of voting machines in 2020. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back. Thank you for tuning in and listening to Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live's video archives have been over on Library for years. Library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and we're big fans of that here on Free Talk Live. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey. That's a video sharing website to compete with YouTube, and it's really taking off with over 1 million channels now, many of whom are disaffected YouTube creators. During YouTube's crackdown for not towing the government line on COVID, the Free Talk Live YouTube channel started receiving strikes and could be completely taken down at any moment. Thankfully, Odyssey started offering live streaming, so now we're streaming live every night and posting our video archives permanently to Odyssey. You can watch live or anytime on our Odyssey channel by visiting video.freetalklive.com. If you want to go all in, download the desktop app over at lbry.com, and then every video you watch, you'll help seed and keep it online forever. Again, visit video.freetalklive.com. Follow us on Odyssey today. That's video.freetalklive.com. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
And Peakless Mountaineer.
We will talk about these Air Force drones, I swear.
It shall be done.
We will talk about these Air Force drones. But first, let's go to TJ the Spy, calling in from Colorado. TJ, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you, guys. It's a pleasure to be back again, and I'm hoping that Ian is not going to be going to prison, and he'll be doing the show many years from now.
Us too.
Us too, yeah, really.
Well, I wanted to know, speaking of going to jail, I know that Ian's a big fan of activism and Keene and, you know, like civil disobedience and having the drinking game at the town hall and that kind of stuff and good fun for yucks.
Mm-hmm.
But I was wanting to know, like, how do you pick a molecule or a a plant to go to jail over, because I think pot has been pretty much legalized more or less. It's been decriminalized vastly in New Hampshire. And the one thing about Denver out here, we decriminalize psilocybinic mushrooms, so the police won't, you know, they'll confiscate them and write you a ticket, but they won't haul you off to jail.
Right.
And so that's one difference. And I thought, well, if I was going to pick a substance, you know, to go in front of this Keene City Hall and just say, you know, I'm a free individual and I'm going to peaceably put into my body this molecule right here or this plant or this mushroom and not bother anybody. And I don't know. That just seems to be. I was originally going to pick methamphetamine because methamphetamine is legal in all 50 states, but it's not widely prescribed.
Mm.
And Ian suggested that mushrooms would probably have more benefit to people. I thought MDMA was probably one of those, you know, if I had to pick a stimulant to go to jail over, MDMA would definitely be it.
So your question is, what drug is,
yeah, like,
you know,
like,
best for activism?
Like people who, like, I know Rich is big into pot, like going to jail over pot. That was his thing with the 420 rallies. And, you know, I'm just kind of figuring out, like, what drug needs to be legalized or
re-legalized
next in the state of New Hampshire.
Yeah, I like both the MDMA and the psilocybin simply because the research on those, as far as, like, microdosing and things like that, the research on those, like, we're talking about curing PTSD for people. Mm-hmm. Curing, not just, like,
curing, yeah.
Making
not
it better.
Treating.
Right. But, like, yeah, so, like, there's a bunch of research on out there on that, and I like that idea. And MDMA and mushrooms both have been, I mean, the medicinal properties alone.
The MDMA experience for me was quite wonderful, and it's been wonderful for everybody I've been on MDMA around because they've become a lot more open and honest. James was very closeted and repressed, and then he took MDMA and said, I don't care who knows that I'm gay, including my parents. And now they are forever mad at me for turning their son gay. And, you know, I said, I don't think it works quite that way. I don't think you take a drug and then you turn gay. I think it's just, you know, the drugs allow you to finally admit the truth sometimes.
Yeah, that's probably more accurately the case. I know that there are several people that I've bumped into in the freedom community who, you know, at one time or another have done some sort of mind-altering substance. So it's not uncommon for people to do it, much less freedom-oriented people. So, you know, I kind of expect freedom-oriented people to be, you know, more free about talking about it than regular folks who, you know, tend to shy away from even talking about it because it's still illegal.
Yes. Well, I'm going to have to not bring any illegal fun party drugs to the trial because I want to be in Mr. Bitcoin costume for Ian and, you know, have the 12 disciples called the jury who are going to decide his fate if we can just get them to install Bitcoin wallets on their phone and, you know, have them see Bitcoin as something friendly and not evil.
Yeah, so as far as a choice of which drug to, I mean, it seems not only that you would be working to decriminalize it, but also to sort of normalize it socially. And I see the purpose in choosing MDMA, but I would definitely go with psilocybin, mostly because it's natural. Like, it is
and that's the other thing I was thinking, because I'm stuck in this government hell where the medicines that actually work for me are all illegal, like 3,4-5-trimethoxyphenethylamine. That's mescaline from the peyote plant.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, you know, the Indian shaman said, drink, drive them out bad head spirits. And I'm like, wow, this must be what they used to cure depression before Zoloft and before all these other antidepressants. They must have used something like this.
And the fact that it cures it rather than perpetually treating the symptoms is precisely why it is so difficult to get these things decriminalized. I mean, they are making an unbelievable boatload of money off of continuing to treat the symptoms of depression and anxiety and addiction and so on and so forth.
Well, leave it to the government to criminalize Mother Nature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, amen to that.
Yeah, and it's just so fundamentally counterintuitive counterintuitive to the way that people tend to see the world, to criminalize something that naturally occurs. So I think you would definitely have an easier time with that one.
Well, that's what I've been thinking. I want to thank you guys for the advice, and I want you to keep up the good work.
Hey, thanks for the call, TJ. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160 is our phone number here. The other thing that I want to say about the whole drug thing, and I know he talked a little bit about weed. There's a bunch of stuff in the news right now about some athlete's girl. She got arrested for marijuana while over in Russia or something.
Yeah, marijuana vape cartridges while in Russia,
And so, of course,
from the WNBA. Yeah.
Yes, thank you. So, of course, the... you know, the United States apparently is like, well, she hasn't committed a crime or what? It's like, okay.
Really?
Yes, you should be trying
Still schedule one, guys.
Yes, you should be trying to get her out of, you know, whatever foreign prison she finds herself in. But you should not be hypocrites, and you should also let out everybody who's still in the U.S. prisons, the prison system, for marijuana. And there are still way too many people in there. Nobody's talking about it. I bring it up, you know, every time I think about it on this show, but I don't see it in the national conversation, in any of the newspapers, in any of the movements anywhere. It's something like just shy of $40,000 a year on average to house a prisoner. So, I don't know. The next time one of your goons in charge, one of your, you know, people is, oh, we need to raise more money for insert pet political project here, maybe suggest to them that releasing some people out of prison for not harming anybody, for victimless crimes such as having too much of a certain plant in your pocket, might be a good place for them to start looking for that extra money.
Yeah, one thing about what a free society would actually look like is that we would only put people in jail if they were actively a threat to other people. Like, that's the only reason to jail someone, to arrest someone, is to protect other people. That's the only reasonable way that you would do that. But instead, oh, you violated this thing that doesn't even hurt anyone anyway, therefore you must be abducted and put into a tiny cold cell.
603-283-6160. Do you think the Air Force having a big swarm of drones will help any of this? More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yes, it is Air Force drone swarms. I mean, it's Free Talk Live. We'll be talking about Air Force drone swarms momentarily. But if you would like to join the conversation, the telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. Phones are open, as always. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
And Peakless Mountaineer.
All right. So I guess we've been teasing this bit about the Air Force drone swarms, which it doesn't really sing, right? You know, it doesn't roll off. It doesn't roll off the tongue very well. Mm. Anyway, this is from a publication called InterestingEngineering.com under the subheading of Innovation. Britain's Royal Air Force chief says drone swarms are ready to overpower enemy defenses. The devices are ready for use in war. Yeah, I mean, that doesn't sound ominous.
No, nothing at all. Terrifying yeah, about that. I mean, I remember fairly recently covering the first time that an AI killed a human being on its own, and it was, in fact, a drone. And now we've got swarms of them.
Swarms and swarms.
Great. You know, that doesn't sound like, you know, a scene out of Terminator that they just didn't have the budget to film.
So during the Global Air and Space Chiefs Conference 2022, that's a mouthful to say, that took place in London this week, Britain's Royal Air Force Chief Marshal Sir Mike Wigston said that the Air Force's experiments with drone swarms show they can now overpower enemy defenses, making them ready for use in war, according to Defense News. I don't know if that's what the guy actually sounds like, but
probably something like that.
An uppity sort of British man. Not real sure.
Yeah, I gotta say, the British Air Force has always been super creepy. Like, every time that I'm like, oh, I'm looking into something, and it's like, spy organizations, cover-ups. Oh, British Air Force.
Well, and if you pay attention to the way, we'll call them Western governments, operate, it's always monkey see, monkey do.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can bet your babushka that if the British Air Force has swarms of drones. I don't even want to think about what the United States might have.
Mm. Well, it makes me want to bone up on my microwave technology, personally. Because we might be about to secede, and they might take it well. That'd be great. I'd prefer, you know, a nice, peaceful, you know, voluntarily we go our way and you go yours. But they don't like to let people go and do their own thing and not obey every command and give us your money.
That's true. The article continues, 3 years of testing drones with various payloads, platforms, and control systems. He further reported that over the course of the 3 years, the RAFS 216 test and the evaluation squadron and the Rapid Capabilities Office trialed 5 drone types in 13 experiments with various payloads, platforms, and control systems and produced an operationally useful and relevant capability. So basically they armed the drones, is what they're saying, in different ways.
Yeah, I will say the most cogent theory that I've heard so far on the Las Vegas shooter was that it was actually a test of drone-mounted weaponry system.
Really?
Yeah. Because, like, there's just a lot of little things that do not add up on that one, like where the fire appears to be coming from, where people are looking while they're being shot, doesn't seem to be where the shooter allegedly was. So why would that be?
Well, the article says this work has been challenging, but we have learned and gained a huge amount from our Mosquito program around digital design and novel manufacturing techniques, Wigston said. We are exploring new models of capability, delivery, and accelerated production when we need them rather than in case we need them. From the twin jet 3D printed Pizuki, that's the name of one of their drones, to commercially available large drones fitted with novel payloads, to large quadricopters, one of the key challenges that are inherent in using military power from above is that of defeating adversary air defenses. Air operations increasingly need to ensure that aircraft can take off and land safely in order to continue their operations successfully. If this challenge is not tackled effectively, it endangers the significant amount of money that the military has invested in upgrading their fleets to fourth and fifth generation technologies. They're in their fifth generation of these things already.
Mm-hmm.
Fifth generation.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, one possible upside down the line of this thing is that if we keep moving war further and further from human beings, then we might be able to just skip it altogether. Like, realize that, okay, in order to win this war, I would basically have to overcome not your forces, but your computer security. And since we can realize that on both sides, we'll just, you know, reach a point where, like, you know, we have a new war accord because, like, for some weird reason, they, like, want to murder each other completely, but they're okay with doing it by a certain set of rules. Like, no serrated blades, no bayonets, no chemicals. Okay, well, maybe at some point. We can just reach the point where we're like, okay, if you win, here's what you get, and if you lose, here's what you have to do. And we just have a point where we just attack each other's computer systems, and whoever wins, wins. And then we don't have to do the whole, like, you know, death.
This reminds me of more useless terminology that comes out of militaries. War crimes.
Mm.
I mean, first of all, war is a crime. So anything else that happens, you know, within the context of war, also a crime.
Well, that's the scam, isn't it? So, I mean, okay, war involves intentionally killing people. Now, that is called murder.
Yes, that is a crime.
Right. Now, if, on the other hand, you actually apply universal principles and logic, then you realize, oh, so declaring war on someone is, in fact, just a really big act of murder.
Yes.
But, I mean, the whole scam that they have is, well, when we do it, it's called war. When you do it, it's called terrorism. When we do it, it's called taxation. When you do it, it's called theft. When we do it, it's called monetary policy. When you do it, it's called counterfeiting. So in order to keep up that facade, they have to, you know, claim that war isn't itself a crime and say, oh, well, there are crimes with war.
Well, see, to me, the term war crimes just means you didn't do war according to our rules.
Mm.
You did it according to your own rules, and therefore that's a crime. You didn't follow the rules of war. There are no rules in war. Let me be very clear on this. You'll hear this espoused by military leaders and by politicians. The rules of war. There are no rules to war. Here's the rules of war. You're going and murdering a bunch of people that you've never met. That's war. That's what you're doing.
Yeah. I mean, of the few people that even know or care about such a thing, the Nuremberg trials, among the specific things they were accusing the Nazi government of having done, and the leadership thereof and the individuals that were in that leadership, is planning and waging an aggressive war. Now, there is unbelievable stacks of evidence over and over and over again about the American military and political machinery specifically making these, and these countries are our targets.
Right.
And we're probably going to go in this order. And wouldn't you know it, it's mostly been exactly in that order. You know, years before they actually do the reason that we're supposedly going to war with them.
Yeah.
So every single one of our quote-unquote leaders has been guilty of Nuremberg-level war crimes.
This guy added that Russian and Ukrainian militaries rely on land manpower and artillery, whereas the UK and other Western nations use air access and air superiority. Bronk also discussed the practice of swarming, which consists of sending enough expendable drones at a defensive radar and interceptor position so as to overwhelm them.
Well, from what I had heard, that was like air superiority was also a thing that was expected from Russia, which is why like the tactics that America had trained Ukraine for was for them to go in with their planes first.
He argued that the practice can be effective but may not always be practical, as the drones used in these kinds of tactics often lack the requisite range and speed. But, of course, governments don't care about how much it costs, so we're going to see more of that very soon. 603-283-6160, our number two of Free Talk Live, is next.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.